سلام، كان تو ماي فيرست بودكاست. ام زهرة ديسيديت ندير اون سيري دو بودكاست ديستيني ا تو الموند اول كاتيجوريز بور بارلي ايشانجي دي زيدي ثينكين اوت لاود فام اي اند توداي ام نوت الون. جبت معايا ان انفيتي سبيسيال. هاي اسما، هاو ار يو؟
ام جود. هاي، هاو ار يو؟
I'm fine. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor.
It's my pleasure. So, introduce yourself, please.
Hi, everyone. I'm Isma Han. You can call me Isma. Should I say my age? I'm a PhD student at the University of Glasgow. And in English literature, so that's basically what my life is about these days.
She's a pure Anglophone, Isma.
Yeah.
So let's stop talking in English a little bit and address our topic of the day, which is حريت المعتقد, or the freedom of mind, the freedom of thinking, the freedom of thought, the freedom of speech, and all kind of freedom.
Yes.
So I guess it will be centered in Algeria. So we'll talk about on Algeria to tie up a little bit the topic. Because we're talking about my father's study, as you know.
So, yep.
Algeria, I think. كنت حابة نبدأ نقول thinking outside the box, but shouldn't we talk about the box itself? Don't you think that in Algeria it's complicated to talk about the freedom of speech and the freedom of mind? Because we ourselves don't know if we are able to be free, if we have already this box that we can think outside of it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think back home, there is this whole thing about like, it's not even about like thinking inside the box or outside of the box. It's about a lot of people don't even realize that their thinking is within a box. It's just like you just said, like most people are not like aware of this box that they are thinking within. So yeah. Unless they meet somebody whose thinking is like the complete opposite of theirs, they wouldn't even realize it. And back home, most people usually like associate with people that are like-minded. So most of the time you're like, unless if you like get a culture shock from like TV and stuff like that, you don't really see the fact that, oh, not everybody thinks the same way that I do.
Exactly. And the sad thing is that sometimes we don't even have the basis, the freedom of thinking, and we get influenced. Imagine someone that ملابلوش بروحو بلي is not free, and in the same time he is influenced. Can you imagine the damage that he doesn't have a point to start off? Like إحنا يا حريت الفكر in Algeria is a box to be shaped from small families, school, then society, and if one of these institution is disbalanced, the whole process will be ruined for sure. And I think we have chosen من كل بستانين زهرة. The family is ruined, the society is ruined, the so I guess this is the thing that made this huge problem in our society, is that we are not raised to be free.
Yeah, it's basically like like how our society has this idea of like, if you question something, they kind of like relate everything to religion. So basically, exactly. If you question a little bit, if you question like any teeny tiny thing, you're not religious and you're trying to like veer people away from religion, and you know, and all I'm thinking is basically like, if you are trying to convince me of an argument, do not use theology. I understand that a lot of people sometimes use religious or like theological arguments because they would be like, oh, she believes in God the same way that I believe in God. So if I use قال الله هكذا ولا قال الرسول هكذا, she will believe me. And yes, those are valid points. And yes, theology arguments are valid. But sometimes
You
you
need to
have,
understand them
yeah,
first.
you have to give other arguments. It's like whenever, personally, like whenever I'm talking with my mom and she says, like, في الإسلام هكو هكو هك, and I always tell her, like, don't tell me قال الله قال الرسول. Give me another reason,
We are poisonous.
you know?
That's why I said the education. We do not understand. You are not allowed to ask. We are raised afraid of giving opinion. We don't produce. We just consume.
Yes. And even sometimes when you like try to give, I think like the people who try to give an opinion about anything, they are always like, they always kind of like try to make it into a controversial thing and they go really hard and like be very negative. My way of thinking about criticizing them something is basically like, if you think that, let me give you something about theology. If you think that you cannot question everything, well, how come you're a Muslim? Because God basically in Islam says, like, question everything, study everything. So I'm just doing what God told me to do. Why are you being so defensive about something that is supposed to be innate within you? It's just that it's been kind of like squashed by the society that you're surrounded with.
Yes, what in
So it's
like
basically,
you're born this way. Why don't you just make a little bit of effort to actually try to understand it?
yeah, it's basically, it comes down to nurture versus nature, and
Yes.
most times like society goes in hard on you, like, don't say this, don't question this, don't do that, don't do this, yada yada yada, and you're like, well, what am I supposed to do? So most times people go to the extreme opposite just to like show that, oh, I don't care, I don't care what you think. So like, you believe in God, I'm an atheist. But that's like the wrong way. Well, I wouldn't say it's the wrong way to go about it. It's just like, it's a reaction to something that is very extreme, kind of.
So, what was I going to say? Basically, when we talk about the freedom of mind, we think about religion in the same place, in the first place, sorry. People tend to be extreme about religion more than anything. How do you explain the situation of religions and the diversity of religions in Algeria if it exists in the first place? I don't think that it exists, but well, this is the point. It doesn't exist. I mean, people are afraid to show their true beliefs. There are even Kayn Muslimin. They are Muslims only by nature, but they are not Muslims in real life. They don't practice, but they are afraid to say it out loud because people are judgmental. So I think that we pretend to not be a totalitarian country, but in our mind we are. أنا
Which is
تفكير
really,
طفولي. So if you go out of the circle, then you are the wrong example, not us.
it's the thing about religion back home is the fact that I think that a lot of people that misunderstand religion are the people who speak the loudest about it. Like, I always, whenever anybody tries to, like, I'm not a very religious person, as you know. I'm like, whatever you want to do, do it, as long as it's not harming me, as long as it's not, like, what doing anything to hurt me, I don't care. If you want to be Christian, be Christian. If you want to be Muslim, be Muslim. If you want to, like, worship whomever, like, if you want to design a doll and worship it, then go ahead. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not hurting me. But the whole thing with Islam and in back home is the fact that a whole lot of people that don't really understand Islam are the ones who are screaming the loudest that this is what Islam is. And I'm like, you people are the reason why a lot of people are, like, skirting away
because they don't have another argument to justify their personalities, their acts, rather than Islam. They can tell you, I did that because I thought maybe, no, I did that because قال الله قال رسول. Just
a
good way to skip their responsibilities as an adult person that has to be that has to contribute in society, to be, to produce things, to produce ideas. They don't realize that holding so tight into Islam is actually not serving
harming
them.
It.
Yeah, not serving them, because they can't evolve if they don't think, for example, the example تاع انا ما نخدمش وما نقدرش نخدم ما نقدرش ندير ما نقدرش نروح نخدم في نامبورتو كوا مي مكتوب ربي يلا غالب. How is that can be logic? How is it rational to just stay at your place and say that Islam said that and said this?
Yeah,
deep inside they know that it's, like, bullshit, but they do it anyway. It's a good excuse.
Yeah, but that's not a correct understanding of the religion, because tawakkul versus tawakkul.
Exactly.
It's not the same thing. That's basically going against what God said.
And the biggest lie that القانون الوضعي شرع جميع الحريات كل الأديان عندها مكانة في المجتمع الجزائري, which is just words, حبر على ورق. But in our minds, we are not free. Acceptance is not there. This is what makes us in a way a schizophrenic people.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we do what we don't, we say what we don't do, and so on.
Yeah. It's basically we're preaching the, I don't know. It's like some people build their whole, like, personality upon this belief system, and if anybody questions it, they're basically like, they take it so personally that it's like, oh, you're questioning the core of who I am and everything like that. And it's like, no, I'm not. I'm just questioning the belief. I'm not questioning who you are. And if you are a true believer, if you are a good believer, you'd have enough good and valid arguments to make me see your
convinced
point.
You.
But most people don't do that. Most people's belief is built on shallow, on shallow arguments. Most shallow people are nurtured.
It was told to them. They adopted them, and they are living lives as if it is produced by them. This is the thing that pisses me off. As if people, they just go with the flow and pretend that their lives are perfect. I am Muslim. I believe in God. Well, the fact that they don't distinguish between Islam and Iman.
I think there are some people that really should reconsider not their belief, but mostly like revise.
نحضر على mental health. There is no way to escape this this topic, I guess. But it starts with mental health. If you cannot face yourself, like see what is missing in me. Why am I acting like that? Why I can't think? Why I can't produce ideas? You can find out that they are not healthy on the spiritual and the mental level.
Yeah.
You can't blame them, in fact. They were raised this way. We are raised this way to not exclude.
Yeah. But it's also, as you said, like, some people sometimes when they are like exposed to other cultures, they kind of like get, I don't know, they change their thinking, but it's not that they become critical in their thinking. Like, there are two types of people. There are the types of people, like, at a certain age, you discover another culture and you start to change the way you think. There are some people who I don't want to say assimilate, because you don't assimilate to another culture unless if you're like part of it. But basically, they adopt that culture, and that is why we have a lot of teenagers that are like, oh, I'm an atheist, oh, I'm this, oh, I'm that. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're just doing the extreme opposite of what you were doing as a child.
Yeah.
And basically, you are just, you're just doing the same thing. You absorbed everything that was told to you by your mother culture, and now you're absorbing everything that was told to you by a foreign culture. You're not being a critical human being. You're not trying to see how your culture is good for you and how this foreign culture is good for you as well, and like see what is good for you as a human being.
Not it,
and then
came by conviction. It's rather a adoption.
Yeah, they're just like absorbing. And for me personally, it's not that I used to do that. It's just that when I was like 8 or 7, I can't remember exactly. It was like around third grade in elementary when I got exposed to like the Western culture, with meaning like English culture, not French.
Or completely
and stuff like
Westernized.
That. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And because I got exposed to it as a really young child, when I was a teenager and I was building up my personality, it was kind of built up that way. But I don't know. I think I've always been critical of it, because you see nowadays like teenagers being like, oh, I'm an atheist, or like, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm so against this whole Arab
You see, and real atheists are not supposed to be against anything. It's just a belief. But here they adopt something in order to contradict another thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's being reactionary. It's not creative. It's just you're reacting to something, and you're reacting to something that was imposed upon you.
It's a kind of rebellious behavior. It's the only way to rebel on what was imposed on it, on him.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know, I just always think of it from a personal point of view, is the fact that I was exposed to this culture since I was a little girl, but I've always been very critical of what I wanted to take from it. Saying like, I've been exposed to this culture since I was a little girl, and I've never really like went so deep within it that I was like, oh my god, and like lost my mind in it. I've always been very critical,
but not your belief. It's just like your the way you behave, the way you see cultures, but not actually. It doesn't made you make. It doesn't makes you forget from where you came. Like, yeah. You know who you
are. Yeah. No, it's basically that this culture is part of who I am, because I've built like aspects of my personality based on this culture. Mm-hmm. But I've always been critical of stuff that didn't suit me. Mm-hmm. You know? So
because not all cultures are all perfect.
Yeah, exactly. So I took whatever I wanted to take, mm-hmm. whatever suited me, and I didn't take what I thought was complete and utter bullshit, because I'm like that's not me, so whatever. Yeah. Keep that. I'm not taking it.
You pointed out to a very important actually, which is the problem of the identity in Algeria.
Yeah.
yeah, we don't only have a problem in religions and the freedom of religion, but the biggest problem is the problem of the identity.
Yeah.
Because we are a third world, that we tend to demean our culture just because we are not a developed country. Don't you agree with me?
Yeah. About the identity crisis in Algeria, it's the fact that there are some people who think because we're Muslims, we're Arabs. And then there's the whole Amazigh thing. And then mm-hmm. there's the whole Ottoman thing. So are we Turkish?
Sufiyin, yeah. Et cetera. This is a good thing, actually, a great thing about Algeria, that the diversity of cultures.
Yeah.
But
it's just that a lot of people can't tolerate each other, and you're like, stop doing that.
The struggle of power that we don't understand.
It's not about power. It's more of the fact that that some people just don't respect the fact that other people are different from them, or the mm-hmm. fact that some people are just not gonna like think within the box that you want to box them in. And this is what one of the things that I hate when people do to me. Like, if you get to know me, I am one of those people that always says, don't put me in a box, because I will destroy that box every and each time you try to put, like, just the other day, there was this girl that was talking to me, like, not the other day, a few months ago, there was this girl that was talking to me, and she was, and I told her, like, oh yeah, I love anime and all that. And she was like, wait, you love anime also? Because, like, and I'm like, yeah, why? Did you think I didn't love it? And she was like, I've known you for a couple of months now. You've never spoken about anime. And I'm like, yeah, because
I don't have to.
I don't have to. And she was like, oh, now I have to add an anime lover to you. And I was like, she's putting me inside a box, and that box is shaking at the moment.
Let it shake.
Yeah. And that's the thing about back home, is the fact that if you do not shape, if you're not like within a box that other people are within, you are the devil.
You are the sinner.
Yeah.
You're going to hell. They will send you to hell. They have the key.
Yeah, because back home, people are so judgmental. And so, like, the world the word tolerance does not exist in the Algerian dictionary. It's either you're exactly the way you are, I am, and exactly the way I want you to be, or you don't exist. Or if you do exist, you are a bad example. You're not an example of something of another thinking or something else. No, you're an example of what not to be.
Yes, you're a threat. As if you are different, you are threatening their identity.
Yeah.
It's like a jungle, a war.
Yeah, it's exactly like you said. Like, it's the law of the jungle, the strongest.
Yeah. It's the
rules. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Silence. I'm trying to process that the fact that we are so rich in terms of cultures, in terms of the way of thinking of people, but people, even those who have a specific convictions, are afraid to show it, which is even more sad. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. You find amazing persons. They have abilities, they have potential, but they are afraid to speak out. They are afraid to show who they are, which makes mm-hmm. them, which naturally selects them in the same box as the others. While I think that these people are like a dead bodies. They are dying with what they have and they are not acting. Why? Because mm-hmm. they are afraid. So
they're afraid of being judged as an other. And that's really, like, grand, considering that as a third world country, we have been othered so many times, especially by the colonizer.
This is the cause. It doesn't just came out of nowhere. It's due to a bunch of reasons. As you said, colonization, the civil wars, the struggle of religions, all this made us a copy-colly kind of people. Our parents were terrorized. So, as I said before, we can't judge them, we can't blame them. But in the same time, we have to change that.
Yeah. We have to be more tolerant of each other. So it's exactly like you said, we can't blame them for having this opinion, but I do agree, we kind of have to, like, change it in people, this idea of, like, if you are not like me, you are my enemy or anything like that. It's just, like, be tolerant of other people. Like, you can have whatever opinion you want to have, just be tolerant of others. That's basically the best way to go on about having a diverse and harmony in society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, totally agree with that. And the thing is that while we are struggling to change these ideas and these thoughts, we are faced by another danger, which is the westernization and the ideas that are coming from the Western world in a country which is already struggling with its problem of identity. It will make it even harder. So what do you think about this problem?
I don't know. If you asked me this question like a few years back, I would have been like, I would have said like, the Western culture would basically take over the Algerian culture, because I was
it's a good target.
Yeah, I like, there are some people who are kind of like very aware and somewhat intellectuals, and they would be like, oh, the Western culture is more kind of like in cahoots with how they think, so they would adopt it. And then there are other people who are like, oh, this is the new trend, so let's hop onto it. And then in a few years, in a few years, a lot of people will be like following that culture. However, now that I live abroad, it's not the same. I basically find myself like, I wouldn't say that I'm completely Algerianized, but I'm more into like Algerian culture than I was when a few years back when I lived back home, which is weird because nowadays I listen to Algerian music. I love Algerian fashion, traditional fashion.
It's totally normal. Like, as they say, we never know what we have until we lose it.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's replicated on you in a way.
Yeah, that's it. That's but I think like when I was back home, I wasn't like any of those people that were like, oh, this is my culture and then this is the other culture. Because as I told you, like, I've built my personality on like the Western culture and everything because I've been exposed to it since a really young age. So it wasn't weird for me to live here, but I found myself like missing few things, and I found myself, and like there are sometimes when I find myself like looking for stuff about Algeria to find out more about it, because whenever somebody asks me about back home, I want to be very much knowledgeable about it and to give a good image of it.
They are so proud of their culture, but we tend to like we talk about our culture as if it is a taboo sometimes.
Yeah. But it's like kind of a thing that I always say to these people, that I always say in my head. It's basically like, it's only us Algerians who have the right to like to dunk on Algeria and to say that it's not a really like a good place or anything, which is a complete and basic lie, because I love back home. And even though like a lot of people would think the system is playing us and everything like that, it's better than most other countries.
It is. We are being really controlled in a way. To not say more than that, but we are being controlled. And once we realize that we are free, the true Algerian spirit comes out. And the true Algerian spirit is a good spirit, as you said, even we Algerians have potential, and it is proven when Algerians travel abroad, they shine, they bring the best of them. But here we are tied. We are tied up to restrictions that are they hold us back rather than helping us move on, like the laws, the system, as you said, the people themselves that are still controlled. So I think نرجع لموضوعنا of the beginning, freedom is very important.
Yeah. It's kind of like more, it's freedom and tolerance, because sometimes when people get their freedom, it's kind of like, oh, I'm free to do it. Yes, you are free to do it, but then there's freedom. It's something that is,
هي عندما تبدأ حرية الآخرين
yeah,
عليها
but
غير
also, it's exactly what you just said. It's kind of like that dilemma is hate, as long as hate speech is part of freedom of speech,
I
you
see.
know?
I know what you are talking about, yes.
So basically, like, have your freedom, but also be tolerant and be respectful of other people's
How to
freedom.
deal with it, like skill to tame your freedom. You just sometimes there are people who says who say that freedom is a responsibility, so have to be responsible on how you use it. So I guess that we have all this diversity of culture, which is a soft power, like is the good the strong economy and the strong army, and the soft power normally is the culture. So sad that we are not using it. We have no tourism. We are not proud. We like we don't listen to Algerian songs. We tend to hate when a when someone do something authentic, let's say. We tend to who we think he is. Why does he act like he knows everything? We tend to people we underestimate someone who tries to make a change. So that's why we are not very tolerant, as you have said.
Which is a bit a tragedy, to be honest.
It's a tragedy, yes.
Hopefully, going forward, more people will understand that it matters not which group, which diverse group you fall into. It's just that it's okay to live in a diverse community, and it's okay to have other people.
It's not a bliss.
And it's okay to have other people that are not like you, and them having the freedom of speech that you do have as well, and them having a platform and a voice does not diminish your voice.
This is
So,
how we are complementary in a way. So let me ask you this personal question. If you have the choice to come back to Algeria or stay there in England, what would you choose?
That's a really hard question.
Your opinion. What?
That's a really hard question.
Yeah. It's a fight between emotions and ration, isn't it?
But I love the food. I'd come home for the food. The
Now,
food is here is shitty.
yes, I would expect this answer, yes. So, no surprise.
The food is
So,
here is shitty.
your stomach won the war between.
You know how, like, they say the way to a person's heart is through their stomach, and I miss our food. And I don't care whenever anybody says, like, there are Oriental restaurants and stuff like that. No.
Never the same.
Syrian, Turkish, Lebanese, you know, all those countries. Their food is not like our food. I love
Yes.
our food. I will go back to Algeria for the food.
You know, there is a study that says that the Mediterranean food is the healthiest diet ever. We are already eating or having a diet, and we are not even aware. So I guess you have a point there. I personally hope that I will see you very soon,
Inshallah.
inshallah. And I am so happy to have this first with you. It was a pleasure for me. I
It
hope
was a
that we
pleasure
can
as
do
well.
it again.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, thank you, and thank you everyone who listens to this podcast.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.